It is the Friday show. I've got Mo Stewart and Phil Blundell here, but it's packed as well as them. I've got James Roach, I've got Jordan Jarrett-Bryan, I've got Robbie Scotch, and I've got Matt Phillips all on the way. When appropriate, we're also going to be looking ahead to the Boxing Day games, because we're not going to get another one of these in between this round of fixtures and the fixtures on Boxing Day. And it's hinterland thereafter. The reason why is because Monday is rammed. I've only got one pair of hands, and it is bloody stupid when Christmas Day is a Wednesday. I'm on the verge of legislating.
It's the worst day, isn't it, I think?
It is generally. By a mile the worst day for it to... Well, it's the worst day for Christmas Day to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because it brings the Friday into a really annoying play for everyone.
The Monday, I mean, and also you are someone who has to work over Christmas as well.
I'm working Christmas Day, Boxing Day. My Christmas starts at 4 o'clock on Boxing Day, my Christmas day.
Yikes.
I like it. Yeah, it's good thinking. So
I might have an aggressive Leicester.
An aggressive Leicester.
I look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, huge, huge. So no, Christmas Day being a Wednesday makes life difficult. I suspect it is good for people who aren't in this sector, because I think it actually elongates your Christmas, because ultimately you might as well have Monday the 23rd until Monday the 6th off.
Putting my Friday night DJ hat on is very helpful.
I was about to say that to you, isn't it? Yeah, as well. Yeah, absolutely huge and useful in there too. Anyway, everyone works in different industries. It's fine. It all comes out in the wash. But yes, Christmas Day being a Wednesday, I am against it. I'm going to have to look into it going forward. Have you gone on to the fact that for next year, by the way, it'll be
Christmas?
No. Because when Christmas is a Thursday, right. Because they've done this thing now where they're limiting how often they want you to play a little bit of Christmas, I actually think there's a chance that next season they're only playing basically the two weekends.
Still playing Boxing Day.
So, but Boxing Day's the Friday. Yeah. So, but you can't have. So, you got no weekend football then. So they play Friday. Still play the 26th, the 27th, the 28th. I mean, this is very, very ornate for the listener.
That doesn't make Monday a bank holiday, does it?
It doesn't make Monday a bank holiday. So you're in a situation where you get one round of games in spread across the Boxing Day into the 27th and 28th. I don't think
football's back then, isn't it?
But I think that they do New Year's. You have a round of fixtures on the Thursday, which is New Year's Day. But no one's going to play Thursday, Sunday. Really, there'll be a Friday night game and then there'll be Saturday Sunday games, so they'll spread it across that as well. So I don't think I think they're going to basically play almost just 2 weeks next season. Something to think about.
This is the level of
how much I think about
some planning.
Yeah, right. No, genuinely,
I'm like planned and well organized. You're like fucking stupid.
Well, I'm just constantly sort of having to. I'm like imagining next season schedule and everything at the moment.
It's another reason why you should actually be working for UEFA.
Well, there we are. At some sort of point, we'll have that conversation. It also comes up with the AFCON thing, because AFCON's is got spreading across Christmas this year as well. Anyway, that was just a huge aside on Friday showing us. We'll crack on and talk about Villa versus City first and foremost.